All right, welcome to Gamers with Coffee, podcast edition, commute, actually. This commute, we are going to try something different. We're going to talk about, Clint had an idea the last podcast, to talk about the coffee that we drink, because actually people have asked us. I know they've asked you, Clint.
Yes, they have.
We are not coffee snobs or aficionados or any of that. We're your average Americans who, you know, go to work every day, just like you do. But we enjoy coffee. That is our thing. Some people have whatever it is they enjoy. Ours is coffee and gaming. So, henceforth, gamers with coffee. So, coffee types.
Coffee, yep.
Personally, for me, it's pretty much more of a, like, more of a milder blend. I don't like the strong kind where you, you know, it's like you melt your spoon if you try to mix cream in with it. Eats it up, you know. So I prefer more of a mild blend, and it doesn't have to have cream, but I'll drink it with cream sometimes to cool it down, or not generally too much on flavors. Actually, I guess you'd call me kind of a boring coffee person. Iced coffee, I like iced coffees,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you live on iced coffee.
Yeah, I have an iced coffee daily, literally, people. That's my thing. Other people have soda, though. I see people drinking their Pepsis or Mountain Dews or whatever every single day, and they look at me funny like, you bring an iced coffee into work every day. I'm like, well, you have your 2 liter of Mountain Dew every day.
Yeah.
I mean,
more than one 2 liter.
You know, yeah. I'm like, it's okay. I mean, everybody has their thing. So, yeah. But when the doctor told me, Clint, to drink more water, I looked at him and said, what? Isn't coffee made with water? Isn't coffee made with water?
Well,
so if you want me to drink more water, I'm just going to drink it flavored. Flavored water.
Pop is made with water too. But.
Well, yeah, but pop. See, the difference between pop and coffee is the chemicals, right? So, I mean, look at soda. It has all this crap in it, junk, and coffee doesn't. You could just drink it plain, or you can add some milk or cream, you know. But generally, coffee is not as caffeinated overall as sodas, and generally not chock full of chemicals.
Certainly lighter on the sugar content. Although, truthfully, I do like a little coffee with my cream and sugar.
Yeah, I noticed. Sometimes you like to flavor your sugar with coffee.
Yeah, I like that.
Here's a dose of...
But if I'm going to do that, I do prefer real cream versus, you know, that powdery crap that you get in a can that...
Oh, the stuff
you can
made
actually,
of,
you know, light on fire.
Yeah, you can. It's made of coconut oil and soybean. That's not really cream. And did you see the ingredients on some of that powdered creamer? It's filler. It's not even cream. It's
just
some kind of white... junk. And I never really paid attention before, and you're like, it's like, maybe that's why you're so excitable.
That explains the coffee high.
Sure. So that's the thing. I mean, it's not real cream.
No, it's really not, but it's cheap, and that's why companies provide it free. I'm throwing air quotes, no one can see, but free for their employees.
Yeah. We can't mention where we work, really. Don't want to be accused of, you know, complaining or something. But the coffee really was, like, terribly oily. Like, you had an oil streak.
Oh, that was gourmet. Again, air quotes, gourmet.
Yeah, but it was gourmet piped in from some other country. And I'm like, it's not gourmet. It looks like a ship had an oil leak in the ocean.
It might have, you know, been from the ship coming in from the other country.
Yeah, it's just... oil streak everywhere.
It was bad.
I mean, well, yeah.
Where I'm at now, they actually do provide you with real creamers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, they're the small bottles, but, you know, not a lot of people are coffee drinkers. And I tend to, you know, covet my Keurig, even though actually lately I've been just using Folgers in it.
Yeah.
Because I ran out of K-Cups. So the Hy-Vee had a sale on the Folgers already ground. So I've got that K-Cup filter thing where you put the grinds in it. And I've been doing that, and I don't know if I'm going to go back to the K-Cups, to be honest. I mean, they're kind of pricey.
Yeah, K-Cups, I don't mean to cut you off. They are a little pricey, but you know what I've figured out, at least for me, is I used to make a pot, and then... you just wouldn't drink the pot, you know?
Yeah, it just, you waste it.
So it would be wasteful. So I think it depends on your situation. Like in my house, everybody, my wife, And my older boys are 17 and 18. They drink coffee. So, oops, you can't go that way, Clint.
That's the wrong way. My bad.
Oh, my God. We almost got to an accident.
We didn't.
But you know what? Our life left. There you go. Our life is such that. Look at that. We caught it live on a podcast. Our lives almost ended and we laughed about it. Boy, dude.
Yeah.
We need some help.
Whatever.
That's okay. It's all right. It's all good, Clint.
Maybe the sign should be bigger.
That do not enter sign and the guy in the
UPS
truck. Well,
yeah, the one I couldn't
see
until I actually turned the corner because it wasn't very visible. Well, okay, to be fair, the giant,
that's okay.
You know, Ford Transit blocking it didn't help. Doesn't help with the people walking down the middle of the road either.
Well, it's a recreation area, you know.
I know, but she's getting morels or some other mushrooms. Well, actually, those aren't morels.
I would be afraid of picking mushrooms, you guys.
Nope.
I
know what she's doing with those. Never mind. We're moving on.
Move on. Yeah, yeah. Some of the mushrooms you don't want to pick, and they can hurt you. But is the season out here, at least today, is a good enough day to try it? But
I'll pass.
But back to the coffee thing. I'm sure they have mushroom-flavored coffee somewhere.
No, I will not.
And then I don't know what they've done to coffees, because now you've got, like, crazy things in coffees, you know? So, we're not...
I gotta find it again. I found a company that offers a cherry flavored coffee, because what they do is, you know, coffee beans grow inside cherry. And they cut the cherry out and extract the bean, roast it, do everything. Well, this company, I don't know how they do it. They've obviously figured out a method, but they basically roast the bean with the cherry still. So when you grind the bean, when you've got your bean, you grind it and everything, you've got a cherry-flavored coffee bean that's the actual natural cherry casing around it.
So you're actually getting part of fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the coffee, huh?
So it's kind of interesting. I saw it somewhere. Obviously, it's imported. They don't do it here. I don't remember where I saw it now because I can't find it.
Well, that might be interesting. I mean, some coffees are... I've tasted that have been good, but I couldn't drink a whole cup simply because it'd be either too sweet or too rich. Does that make sense?
Yeah, or just too strong.
Like, it's good for a sip or two. That's just me. That's just me. But, so, that's it. We like coffees, iced coffees, hot coffees, whatever. So, and we do actually drink them while we're gaming. And, yes, we do actually drink them while we're in the car doing the commute episodes.
Like right now.
Yeah. So that's just part of us. So like I said, everybody's got their own thing they do. Some people like to smoke or drink or whatever. Yeah. We drink coffee. So it helps you game better too. Sometimes I believe it's a requirement. At least that's my excuse to have the iced coffee. I have to have that, but I don't. It's just an excuse.
See, I don't mind the iced coffee. It's just not my favorite, you know?
Well, I wish I would have known that. You know how many times I had my wife bring you iced coffee for lunch?
Yeah, but
lunch
I don't mind it.
So sure. A free iced coffee, sure.
I'm not going to complain. It's good. It's just not my favorite. It's not my normal go-to like it is for you.
Well, it's my normal go-to for one reason. It lasts a while, and it's cheaper than the other stuff.
Yeah.
And so if I want something cold to drink, then I'll go to that. But see, at night... I drink a lot of water too, but just not generally during the day. And generally, my hot coffee is either in the morning or afternoon. So I don't know. Some people, like I said, they have their vices. My vice is I quit smoking years and years ago, and so my vice is just some iced coffee. That's what I like now. That's just me.
Yeah. See, you got me onto that blonde roast,
which is
a lighter, and once I actually add just a little less cream and a little less sugar than what I normally do, because it's already a light roast, I've really enjoyed that. But I also do like one of my personal preferences is adding the chocolates to the coffee. So I do like the black and white. I do like a mocha.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that do, man. I mean, for me, it's not that I don't like it. It's just too much to drink if I drank a whole cup. Now, that, again, is me. I mean, I'm not saying that it's wrong.
Mocha or, like, my black and white, you do kind of get chocolatey towards the bottom because all that syrup is settling.
It's heavier than the rest of it,
I mean, if you like hot chocolate, then you're fine. It's not a big deal. I mean, I don't mind chocolate, but I'm not as big into it as I used to be either.
Yeah, see, I like hot chocolate. I'll drink that too, but you see what I'm saying is, like, yeah. I like that, but if I'm going to go in and pay the $3 or whatever for the coffee, my problem, the reason I get the iced coffee is that settles on my stomach while it lasts a while.
Yeah.
And when I drink it, I don't feel thirsty or...
Yeah.
It's not heavy sugary. So now, like the coffee you were talking about at the place we go to, which I'm sure everybody's figured that out by now. Yeah, and that is good. But see, I can't drink the whole cup of it. So that's why I don't buy a whole cup. It's more like I could share a cup of that with somebody, but I can't. It's too rich for me to drink the whole cup, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. I could see that, you know, definitely.
It's not that I don't like it. It's that if I can only spend the money, I'm going to spend it on something I can finish it off. Plus, I'm not rich either, so I can't really run in there and just drop $7-$8 all the time. And, you know. But,
Sometimes that kind of hurts swallowing down a $6 cup of coffee. Ouch.
Welcome to America. A cup of coffee, $6. You know. So we're really, and if you take your family, though, that's where it gets pricey. Can. Like, there's four of us in the car. We just spent, you know, $28.
Yeah, almost the same price as a meal, you know, at a restaurant.
Yeah, so, that is true.
Yeah. But, I mean, this horse is staring at us.
Yeah, we got horses in front of us.
We're behind a horse trailer. He's just kind of checking and watching.
Look at those two guys talking to themselves in the car.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice looking horse.
Yeah. Trailer's seen better days, but
well, that's probably why the horse keeps looking around. He's like, is this trailer gonna fall apart on us, man? We're on the road. He's like, I deserve a better ride than this. Yeah.
Reminds me, I gotta come out here and get some gravel.
From coffee to gravel. Yeah, horses. Yeah. That's us. So
yeah,
coffee wise, it is basically up to what you like. There's tons and tons of blends out there. I mean, there's some coffee company out there that we kind of like too. It's made by some veterans. You could look it up yourself. Just type in coffee by veterans, and it's a hugely popular company. And no, we don't work for them. We're not taking money from them. We don't sponsor. We're not being sponsored.
They don't know we exist.
They don't have any clue we're here, but they have good coffee. And
they do.
Yeah, they really do. And you kind of get what you pay for. And coffee runs, believe it or not, about $12 to $16 a pound anymore.
Yeah.
So if you're going to buy coffee, you may as well get something that you like.
Yes.
Because not every generic thing is good. Some of it is, but it's kind of hard to find. It's kind of like, I don't know. It'd be like if you were drinking beer, maybe, and you would buy generic. Why would you do that? So,
yes.
Some people do, but if you're going to have a good cup of coffee, get what you like. Like, Clint here likes chocolate, so you could do that.
Some people buy the generic because it's cheap.
Well, yeah, but you kind of get what you pay for.
Yeah, I mean,
there's two major names out there that are competing with each other for coffees. One is cheaper, but then again, the other one I go to, I know exactly what my drink is going to be exactly the same every single time.
Pretty much,
which is what I want. The other one that's a little cheaper and is their competitor is not. I can get a nice coffee and it actually tastes different. Sometimes it's not always the same taste, and sometimes they take hot coffee and pour it over the ice in the cup. So when you get a nice coffee that's warm,
it melts the ice, now you get a watery.
You're like, yeah, that wasn't iced coffee you used. Please, people, please.
It's just a watery coffee.
Yeah, so that does happen too.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to turn my phone volume off over here.
Yeah.
So. But anyways,
I've been poor lately, so I've had to do it from home. So.
But there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I don't have. You have a Keurig, but I have a. I believe it's a Hamilton Beach. I paid $33 for it. It does either the K cups or the grounds. Come with a little filter. Now, because I'm poor, it depends on what I can afford during the week or what I have. So there's many times I've used the grounds, and then there's times I've thrown the K-cups in. So probably for our family, the K-cups work out better simply because no coffee is wasted. You're just brewing a cup.
Yeah.
And worst case scenario, somebody will leave half a cup, but you're not leaving a pot of coffee to go back. Yeah.
And that's why I like that little filter unit I have for my Keurig.
Yeah.
That you basically just pop the top off of it. It's got a little locking, it's got a little rubber seal and a little lock. You turn the lid left or right to lock and unlock it.
Oh, yours is fancy then.
Yeah, it's really nice. But then it's just a strainer inside, and you know, you can see through it, obviously. You dump your grounds into it. You go open your Keurig up, you pull the little armature that punctures the cup out of the way, and you drop that filter piece in. And once you brew, then it gives you a different menu option. Now, the nice thing with that, at least on my Keurig, and I'm sure it's on most, I get 6 different settings for my Keurig.
Oh, fancy.
Well, if I set it on option 6, I believe, I can brew an entire pot of coffee. I just tell it, I'm going to do this. I need to make X. So I've got a little more control on how much coffee I want. I can go, normally on a K-Cup, I can run either 8 or 10 ounces.
Yeah.
And that's it. Well, with the filter setting, I can go up to, 16 ounces?
Yeah.
Or I can make a pot. And then I accidentally found out it has a frothy setting, which I'm not sure what that exactly does yet. I haven't figured that part out yet, but I'm kind of curious. I'm going to go back to the book before I attempt to use it.
See, yours has way more options. Yeah, Mine has a strainer basket. Like, instead of putting a K-Cup in, you put that in. However, I did find paper filters that fit that.
Nice.
Little tiny miniature ones.
Yeah.
I guess Keurig makes them, actually. So you can put them in there. And what it will help do is cut down on the oil.
Yeah,
okay, so your coffee, if you're throwing grounds in there, I noticed it cuts down on the oil and grounds if they come through to plug up the little hole.
Yeah.
So strainer baskets don't always stop really fine grounds. But anyways, these are little tiny. I know you guys can't see my hands.
Yeah.
A little tiny miniature little, looks the size of a K-Cup paper filter, just sets right in that basket.
That's actually really cool.
Then you put
cool.
your cup, your grounds in there. And, yeah. Now, I can't do all the settings you do. Mine's just going to make it from 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. I believe it makes up to 14 ounces, so like your travel mugs.
Yeah.
But then again, it was $30.
Yeah.
It wasn't $100, so.
I was fortunate enough. Mine was a Christmas gift, so.
Ooh, fancy Christmas gift.
Yeah, it was a really nice Christmas gift. I'm very appreciative of it.
Oh, I'll leave this on the coffee end. I wanted to get that Ninja coffee bar. Have you seen the
app? Oh, yes,
that?
I've heard of that.
You'd have to see the video. I mean, if you like coffee, it looks kind of cool. So. But, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, oh, I'd love to have that, but...
Yeah, isn't that the one that does, like, the espresso and the frothy?
Well, it does everything. You can watch a video. I just type in Ninja Coffee Bar and then look at the video, and I think they got them on YouTube there, and just... It does a whole bunch of amazing things. They don't make iced teas and all sorts of other iced drinks, too, but it's a system. It's like a system that you have in place. So, kind of fancy pants, but it'd be kind of cool to have, so... So there you have it. That's our little coffee rant there. The key would be to me is just enjoy. If you like it, drink it.
Yep.
You know? I mean, not everybody has the same taste, so we aren't here to tell you what to try. This is just us.
Yeah.
You know, we're... and if you guys have any suggestions you want to leave on coffee, hey, do that too.
Yeah,
we'll try something. I mean, you know, well, it's not something crazy, but we'll give it a shot.
I know. It can be worse than some of the stuff we've had.
Yeah, well, we have had some really terrible coffee. But again, it'd be like if you're going to go out on anything, if you're buying something and you expect it, you're being charged a good price for it. And honestly, let's be honest, $5 and $6 for a cup of coffee is steep. So you best have a good cup of coffee because gas station cups run about, what, $1.79, $1.99, $2 a cup. And that's okay. That's drinkable coffee. So if I'm going to pay 2 or 3 times that, it better be worth it.
Yeah.
It better not be, you know, the same thing I can get at the gas station because then not worth it.
A lot of the gas station here will give you the small little one-shot creamer cups for free, usually.
Yeah. Yeah, they have all sorts of flavors of most of them. So, I mean, like if we stop at the local gas station because I do that when I go out and I could go fishing or do something like that. I'm not necessarily going through the drive-thru at a famous place.
Yeah.
A lot of times I'm grabbing a cup of coffee at the local gas station or whatever, so...
Yeah, because I have my one mug that, you know, I used for work because we were required to, which is funny where I'm at now. We're not even... We can just have a coffee mug. So
You're trusted to drink your coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can actually have my mug there, so I'm thinking about bringing in my Gamers with Coffee mug and having it at my desk.
You may as well. I had it custom made for you. Yeah. It has your name on it, so you may as well.
Tell them that I can just go get coffee whenever. And they're like, if you need more, just make more.
Wow.
So there, you just pour in the filter, and I mean, you got to brew a pot at a time.
Where I'm working, and where it's just where Clint was working up until a couple weeks back, is they have a coffee pot that they only want certain people to operate.
Oh, God.
Apparently, they think it's too difficult. Clint got in trouble.
Yeah, I got yelled at for
whatever. It's a touchscreen coffee pot. Come on, you just push it to start the thing. It's not like it's, you know, some sort of mathematical engineering feat. It's just a coffee pot. But because it's a stainless steel and expensive, they only wanted a set group of people to operate it. I'm like, this is lunacy. You know what I mean? It's a coffee pot. Can we just have some fresh coffee? If not, then take it out. Right? Yeah, so.
I'm going to make coffee if there's no coffee, so...
Yeah, so where you're working now, they... See, we're not allowed to have a cup that doesn't have a...
lid.
Like I feel like a kid with a sippy cup.
Yeah,
let me put it to you that way, right?
It's pretty much...
You got to have it a closable because you might spill. Well, okay, but, you know, I don't need a sippy cup so I could get the tumblers. But what are tumblers, you guys, in all honesty? Are they not giant versions of a sippy cup?
They are.
They are re-engineered and repackaged and sold to you as an adult cup. It's a sippy cup.
Yep.
For all intents and purposes, so they want us to have that. You can't have a regular coffee cup, so I don't know.
And you know what? They don't really prevent spills.
And they don't, because I hear people knock them down all the time, and then the coffee just comes out.
Yeah, I've done that a few times.
Oh, have you?
With the little lid thing open, and you know what it does? It's a small area, and you've got hot liquid in there that's compressed. Oh, yeah. Poof, shoots right out of that hole.
Comes right out.
Come on out. Just like, anyway.
It
doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't spill the whole cup, but it still spills.
Yeah.
You got the little fabric cubicle walls. It's still going to stain the wall. So what do you do? I mean,
it would just be nice to be, you know, hey, we trust you as an adult. You can have a cup of coffee at your...
Yep.
Yeah. So that's just us. But yeah, we enjoy coffee. And I guess there's not much else to really talk about on the subject as far as... One of these days, there just might be a Gamers with Coffee blend. I'll have to fill you guys in on that one later. All right.
That would be cool.
Any other things around the coffee?
No, I think that's probably all I got for now. We're running out of time, so.
Yeah. Well, you guys enjoy your coffee. Enjoy your games and each other. Have fun in life. And we'll catch up with you later.